We know that not only has God led us to a place where we will not die,
神赐给我们一个生命,
but He also has given us this life.
这个属他自己的生命,
this life, the very life that belongs to Him.
是非人手所造的生命,
this life is not made by man's hand. And this life will grow in us.
成长的这条路是神自己所带领的一条路。
And this way of growth is being led by God Himself.
在圣经里头，神提到借着不同每个不同的人物，来给我们看见神带领的这条路。
In the Bible, we could see how God leads us, and it's through different characters.
前几个主日，弟兄有在这里分享到彼得。
A few Sundays ago, our brother shared with us on Peter.
彼得，当我们打开新约圣经，特别在福音书和使徒行传的时候，到处可以看到这个名字。
And Peter, we could see this name as you open the Bible in all over the place, or especially in the Gospels or in Acts.
有的时候我们会把他叫做是个大人物。
So we would say, wow, this is such a big person.
我们可以很清楚地看见神怎么样在彼得的身上带领他。
Because we could see clearly how God has been leading Peter.
但是当我们看到神对彼得的带领的时候，有的时候会跟我们中间有一个隔阂。
But as we see God's leading of Peter, we could also see this gap between His leading of Peter and us.
因为想到彼得是大人物，我们是无名的。
Because we feel that Peter is such a VIP and we are simply a nominal person.
我们够不到那样的标准。
We simply cannot measure up.
所以神的话很难在我们的身上做工。
So God's word seems to come to a difficult state that we cannot have it work in us.
神在他身上的工作也同样要在我们身上做。
However, the work that God has performed in Peter will be done in us too.
因为在圣经里头还有一些小人物。
Because in the Bible, we also see little figures.
神在他们身上的带领也让我们看见在他们身上也一样做。
And we could see that God's leading in them is just the same as He did in Peter.
几个礼拜前，我曾在这里的跟大家一起来看，分享安德烈。
Few weeks ago, I shared with you on Andrew.
这个安德烈在圣经中只提到三四次。
And in the Bible, the name was mentioned only three or four times.
但是神的工作一样在他身上做。
However, God's work was performed in him just the same.
圣经中还有一些人是没有提到名字的。
And there are even other figures without names in the Bible.
所谓的无名人物。
All those nameless people.
神在他们的身上也同样做。
And among these people, God did the same work.
这些事情告诉我们什么呢?
But then all these things, what do they point us to?
不管我们在神面前有没有名字,
no matter, regardless whether we have a name before God,
神的工作在你我的身上都要同样做。
God will perform His work in you and in me.
神给彼得的恩典和给我们的恩典是同样的。
The grace that God has given to Peter is just the same as that given to us.
我们是蒙到同一个救赎。
And we have all received the same redemption.
我们得到的是同一位基督。
We have received the same Christ.
所以我们要借着这些人来帮助我们, 让我们活在神的面前。
So through these figures, we will get help so that we will live before Christ.
让他带领我们。
So that Christ can lead us.
让我们这个生命在里头成长。
So that our inward life will grow.
有一天能长成他儿子的形象。
To the very day that we're all conformed to God's Son.
我们今天 要看另外一个人物。
Now today we'd like to consider another figure in the Bible.
他在圣经里头也只有被提到四次。
This person is mentioned only four times in the Bible.
我们要从三次中来看神怎么样带领他。
And we will share with you among the three times that the Bible mentioned about this figure, see how God has led him.
这个人叫腓力。
And this person is named Philip.
我们有一处是在约翰福音第一章记载了他。
We will find this person in the Gospel according to John in chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章,
the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
从43节开始,
starting from verse 43.
我读给大家听,
allow me to read them to you.
从43节开始,
verse 43.
又次日,耶稣想往加利利去遇见腓力,就对他说, 来跟从我吧。
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and said to him, follow me.
这腓力是伯塞大人和安德烈、彼得同城。
Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”
And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
第四十九节。
Verse 49.
拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
这段话是记载到主耶稣刚刚出来做工的时候，拿撒勒那腓力怎么样被主所招呼。
This is the account of Jesus called Philip in his early ministry.
也就是我们常常今天说的。腓力是怎么样信主的？
And that's exactly what we say. How did Philip believe in the Lord?
从这段圣经里头，给我们看到有几方面非常的有意思。
Now from this passage, we could see a few points. They're quite interesting.
神呼召他。
That God called him.
说来跟从我吧。
Telling Philip, come and follow me.
当他听到神的呼召的时候。
When Philip heard God's calling.
他没有犹豫。
He never hesitated.
他也没有问什么问题。
He never asked any questions.
他没有去问你是那位真神吗？
He did not ask him, "Are you the true God?"
他没有问这世界上有神吗？
He did not ask Jesus, "What is that in the world?"
他没有问。
He did not ask anything.
他就很单纯的就来到神的面前。
Very simply, he followed the Lord.
我们怎么知道他就接受了神的呼召呢？
How did we know that Philip accepted God's calling?
因为他有一个生命的表现。
Because he showed this sign of life.
这个生命的表现是什么呢？
What is it, the sign of life?
四十五节记载。
Verse 45 tells us.
他说，腓力就去找着拿但业。
Philip found Nathanael.
接下来的经文我们知道，他是要把这位主介绍给拿但业。
And the following passages tell us that Philip wanted to introduce this Lord to Nathanael.
神呼召他，他就来。
So God called him, and Philip came.
他得到神的生命，他就去。
And after he received God's life, he went.
这一来一去。
He came and he went.
这是我们神在呼召我们里边的。呼召我们的时候非常重要的一项工作。
This is one of the important tasks that in God's calling.
来就来到神的面前。
When we come before God.
来就认识接收这位神。
We come, we receive him, we know him.
去什么？
Go, where do you go?
去有两个去处。
There are two places you should go.
一个是受着神的托付，有这个生命的感觉。去到罪人的当中。
Once you receive the commitment from God, and you have this feeling of life, you go into the sinners.
把我们认识的这位宝贝的救主介绍给他。
And you introduce this precious Lord that we know to the sinners.
我们多少蒙恩得救的儿女。
So many of us who have been saved by God's grace.
当我们得救之后。
Children of God, when we are saved.
我们首先要做的是。要把这位基督介绍给那些不认识的人。
The first thing we want to do is to introduce this Jesus to the unbelievers.
我们要不是把福音传讲给他们。
What we want to do is we want to spread the gospel.
要不就把他们带到教会来。
We want to bring them to the church.
让他们能来到神的面前。
So that they can come before God.
这是一个生命的反应。
And this is a reaction of life.
这是一个生命的表现。
This is a sign of life.
所以我们看到。腓力实在是蒙到了呼召。
So here we do see that Philip was called.
还有一个去。
And the other going is.
乃是我们要把这些罪人，为着这些罪人的罪，为着这些罪人他的光景，把他们带到神的面前，去到神的面前。
Is that we need to bring these sinners before God for the sake of their sins.
这常常是在表现在我们的祷告中。
And this can often be seen in our prayers.
多少的时候我们为着这些不信的人祷告。
So many times we pray for those who haven't believed.
这是什么样的祷告？
What kind of prayer is this?
求主能够纪念到他们。
We pray that the Lord would remember them.
求主的救恩能够临到他们。
We pray that the Lord's salvation would come upon them.
求主的怜悯能够临到他们。
We pray that the Lord's mercy would be theirs.
我们不仅在祷告中把这些罪人带到神的面前。
Not only do we remember these sinners in our prayers, bring them before God.
也在实际中把这些福音朋友带到教会。
Also in real action, we bring them to the church.
带到我们的中间。
To bring to our midst.
这就是两个去。
And these are the two goings.
这个拿但业啊，跟我们中间很多福音朋友一样。
And this Nathaniel is so much like many of the gospel friends.
有很多问题。
They would have many questions.
而且他问的这问题还不太好回答。
And the question he asked here is not easy to answer.
哎，我们中间有些福音朋友问的问题好像已经很难了。
And some of our gospel friends' questions are quite difficult to us already.
但是大概还没有拿但业问的这问题这么难。
But they are not as difficult as the question that Nathaniel asked here.
当福音朋友问我们问题的时候，我们怎么办？
What do we do when gospel friends ask us questions?
我们赶快去找答案。
Right away, we'll try to find the answers.
对不对？看圣经哪里有答案？
Isn't that right? We would flip through the Bible trying to find the answers there.
或者我们把它带到其他弟兄姊妹面前，似乎他们能回答他问题。
And we will bring them to other brothers and sisters. Maybe they could answer their questions.
好像只要把这些问题回答了，问题就解决了。
As long as these questions are answered, they will be okay.
可是腓力是怎么回答的？
But how did Philip answer?
三个字。
Only in three words.
你来看。
Come and see.
为什么呢？
Why?
难道他没有真理的装备吗？
Was Philip not equipped with the truth?
他有。
Yes, he was.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在45节里他告诉的我们很清楚。
Because verse 45 tells us distinctly.
他说那是摩西在律法书上所写的和众先知所记的那一位。
That Philip said, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote.
他至少他熟悉摩西的五经。
So at least he was familiar with the five books of Moses.
他至少他熟悉先知的书。
At least he was familiar with the books of the prophets.
比我们对圣经还熟。
Better than what we do.
可是他没有用这些知识。
But he never used any of these pieces of knowledge.
他只是简简单单的说了三个字。
He only simply said three words.
你来看。
Come and see.
今天我们传福音的儿女。
Now today, as children of God, when we share the gospel,
我们的目的不是要给他讲福音的知识。
Our purpose is not to tell them the knowledge of the gospel.
我们的目的是要给他讲，给他传讲福音的本质。
The purpose is to share with them the very essence of the gospel.
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
我请问大家，福音是什么？
May I ask, what is the gospel?
在罗马书第一章里头。
In the book of Romans, in chapter 1.
保罗讲的再清楚不过。
It couldn't be spelled out more clearly as Paul said.
这福音就是关乎神的儿子。
The gospel concerns the Son of God.
只要我们能够把人带到神的儿子的面前。
As long as we can bring people to before the Son of God.
这就是传福音。
And this is sharing the gospel.
腓力就是这样子。
And this is exactly what Philip did here.
你来看。
You come and see.
多少的时候。
So many times.
我们在福音的知识上打圈子。
We are simply going around and around in the knowledge of the gospel.
却不能把人带到神的面前。
But we cannot bring people before God.
就像是我们如果有一个病人
，Just like if there is a patient here，
你要介绍他说治你这种病有一个最好的医生。
You want to tell that person that there is this best doctor who can cure your sickness。
你给他讲了半天这个医生有多伟大。
And you would tell this person how great this physician would be。
受到最好的教育。
This person was had received the best education ever。
最好的训练。
Best training。
然后他医病从来没出过问题。
And he never failed any single patient.
到他面前个个都治好。
Every patient who went to him was healed.
可是你就是不带这个病人去看这医生。
However, you would not bring this person to the physician.
你只讲这医生的伟大。
You only talk about the greatness of the physician.
可是你不带病人看医生。
But you would not bring this patient to the doctor.
这个医生再伟大，但是这个病人不去看他，怎么能得医治呢？
No matter how great this doctor might be, if this patient did not go to him, how could he possibly heal this patient?
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们在传福音的时候
that when we share the gospel,
实在是要把不信的人带到神的面前。
What we do is to bring unbelievers before God.
如果我们传福音不能把罪人带到神的面前
if when we share the gospel, we cannot bring the sinners before God.
这个罪人的感受是什么呢
What's the feeling of the sinner?
他要不觉得自己还很伟大。
He might either feel, well, I'm pretty good.
要不他觉得这位神不够伟大。
Or he would feel, well, this God is not great enough.
只有当他来到神的面前的时候
Only when he comes before God.
他就开始真正的认识自己。
He will really come to know himself.
他才能看到自己是个有病的人。
He will see that he is a sick person.
他看到自己有罪。
He will see that he has sins.
他才要开始仰望的救恩。
Then would he look unto the salvation.
只有从这个时候开始。
Only from this time on.
他才能开始真正的认识神。
Can he really come to know his God?
当拿单叶被腓力带到神的面前的时候
When Nathanael was brought to God by Philip,
你看他有一个多么大的转变
See what a big change that Nathanael experienced in verse 49.
他在49节怎么说
What did Nathanael answer?
他说你是神的儿子
He said, you are the son of God.
是以色列的王
You are the king of Israel.
神的儿子和以色列的王不是重复的。
These two terms are not repetitive.
可实在是让他自己心里头有一个很深的认识。
Because truly Nathanael had come to this profound understanding.
神的儿子是讲到他的救赎。
That the Son of God, this speaks of his salvation.
他是我们的救赎主。
He is our Savior.
以色列的王。
The King of Israel.
是我们的主。
Is our Lord.
多少的时候
So many times.
我们做神的儿女
We as children of God.
我们只要耶稣基督做我们的救主
We only want Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们却不要耶稣基督做我们的主
But we do not want him to be our Lord.
因为他是王的话他就会掌管我们的一切
Because if he is king, he rules every aspect of us.
我们不要他掌管我们的一切
We don't want him to rule us.
我们只需要他救我们
We just want him to save us.
我们还要自己来掌管我们自己
Because we want to rule over ourselves.
我们还要自己做自己的王
We want to be our own kings.
求神怜悯我们
May God be merciful to us.
我们不但要他做我们的救主
Not only do we want him to be our savior.
他也是我们的主
We also want him to be our Lord.
他掌管我们的一切。
To rule over all of us.
那么我们从这里看，腓力实在是一个好的开始起端。
So we could see that Philip has such a wonderful good beginning.
他刚刚信主的时候。
When he first believed in the Lord.
他就有这么好的表现。
He had such good deeds.
但是我们知道，神在他里边有一个小的生命在，有一个生命在他里边。
But we also know that there is this very small life.
这个生命需要成长。
And this life needs to grow.
那我们看神怎么样带领他呢
？So shall we consider how God led him?
我们知道一个生命要成长的时候需要什么
？We know for a life to grow, what is the need?
生命成长的时候需要什么
？What is does it need for a life to grow?
生命成长需要呼吸啊。
It needs breathing.
需要吃饭。
It needs eating.
还需要锻炼身体。
It needs exercising.
从生命一开始就是这样。
From the very beginning of life, it is like this.
一直持续下去。
And it continues.
记得当一个新生儿刚刚生出母胎的时候。
When a baby is first born.
他必须要马上呼吸。
He needs to breathe right away.
如果不呼吸就怎么办
？If it does not breathe.
就变成蓝色的胎儿。
It becomes a blue baby.
这是很危险的事情。
It is such a dangerous sign.
刚生出的小孩必须要哭。
The newborn babe has to cry.
因为他们在母腹中的时候，那个肺是收缩起来的。
Because in their mother's womb, the uterus, the lungs are closed.
因为他不需要呼吸。
Because it did not need to breathe.
只需要母亲从脐带通过来的养分和营养在血液里的供应呢。
All the nutrients through the umbilical cord from the mother can nurture this baby.
当他们出母胎之后
But after the baby is born,
脐带被切断
The umbilical cord is cut off.
他必须要自己会呼吸
So it needs to breathe on its own.
而且必须马上呼吸
And this has to be done right away.
当他们呼吸的时候 ，baby 开始呼吸的时候是哭的
So when a baby breathes, it cries.
他一哭一用力，肺一下就张开了
Once it uses strength. then to cry, the lungs are opened up.
从那一秒之后，
from that minute on,
他就自己可以呼吸了。
It can breathe on its own.
那说到吃饭，
now as of eating,
那我们每个人都知道，
we all know this.
不吃就不能生长。
If you do not eat, you do not grow.
不吃也不能生存。
You do not eat, you cannot even survive.
但是呼吸比吃饭还要重要。
But breathing is more important than eating.
因为你不能呼吸，你也不能吃。
Because if you cannot breathe, nor can you eat.
而且你有十分钟不呼吸，这个生命就危险。
If you do not breathe for 10 minutes, your life is in danger.
还有一个我们提到的是锻炼。
And the third is to exercise.
你知道新生儿怎么锻炼吗？
Do you know how new babes exercise themselves?
儿科医生总是告诉新生儿的爸爸妈妈。
The pediatrician will always tell parents who just have their babies.
说每天至少要让这个婴孩要哭二十分钟。
Every day, let your baby cry at least 20 minutes.
因为这个哭的时候，他们满头大汗。
Because they would be crying with stress all over their head.
他们是在锻炼。
However, they're exercising.
这个是生命一开始所必须需要的。
This is the necessities of your life, of our life.
等到我们今天成长到不管是在哪个年龄段的时候。
And then as we grow, doesn't matter at what stage.
今天我们说起来都是什么？离不开锻炼啊，互相勉励去锻炼去。
But still, then we would encourage each other to exercise yourself.
不但是这个生命正常的时候需要。
Not only when your life is normal, you need exercise.
当我们生命有一些软弱。有一些伤痛的时候，在恢复的时候也需要。
Even when you are recovering, there are weaknesses in your bodies. You need it more.
我们需要呼吸，需要吃饭，需要锻炼。
So we need breathing, we need eating, and also we need to exercise.
最近神让我特别经历到。
Now, recently, God especially allowed me to experience.
我的姊妹做了一个手术。
That my wife had a surgery.
她需要恢复。
And she needs to recover from the sickness.
当她从手术房刚刚出来，麻药刚刚退去，苏醒过来的时候。
When she just came out of the recovery room, when the anesthesia was fading off.
医生跟她讲，你要赶快学呼吸。
And the doctor told her, you need to breathe on your own quickly.
原来手术的时候在呼吸机上。
Because when she was in surgery, she was on respiratory machine.
手术结束之后，你要自己呼吸。
And after surgery, you need to breathe on your own.
为了保证她呼吸的正确，呼吸的足够。
Now, in order to assure that she breathed correctly and she breathed enough the air.
还要给她一个小仪器，让她确定她呼吸是正确的。
And doctor would give her a small adjust to make sure she would do it correctly.
我们都觉得呼吸是人的本能。
We all feel breathing is just a human nature.
但是神让我们看见，我们不一定会呼吸。
But God shows us that not necessarily so.
不一定呼吸的正确。
We don't necessarily breathe correctly.
一会儿我们会更多的提到。
Now we'll mention this more later on.
吃饭。
Now eating.
弟兄姊妹们爱心送来的那些都是什么呀？
All the food that our brother and sister brought over in love, what is it?
都是能保证他能够吃这些饭，吃下去能恢复起来。
All this food is assurance for my wife that after she eats all this, she will be okay, she will be recovering.
锻炼。
And exercising.
刚刚手术完两个小时，医生就让她下地走。
2 hours after surgery, the doctor told her to walk.
再痛也要走。
Even though it hurts so much, you still have to walk.
必须要锻炼。
You have to exercise yourself.
我们有的人曾经有骨头受伤的时候。
Now some of us who our bones are hurt sometimes.
当那个石膏 cast 一拿掉的时候。
When the cast is taken off.
医生要让你锻炼。
Doctor will tell you to exercise.
因为锻炼是对生命非常重要的。
Because exercising is so crucial to our life.
那在属灵的世界里头。
Now, in the spiritual realm.
呼吸、吃饭、锻炼是什么呢？
What is this breathing, eating, and exercising?
呼吸就是我们的祷告。
Now, breathing is our prayers.
吃饭就是我们读经。
And eating is our studying God's word.
锻炼就是见证。
Exercising is our witnessing.
这个见证乃是我们的从信心里头出来的见证。
And this testimony is based upon the inward faith.
我们下边就要看 神怎么样在腓力的身上，在祷告、读经和信心的上面带领他。
Next, we will consider how God led Philip all this way in his breathing, in his prayer, in his eating, in his studying God's words, and exercising.
虽然腓力在这些方面好像有失败
，although Philip seemed to failed in these aspects.
但是蒙神的恩典
，but by God's grace,
带领他走出来。
He was led all the way through by God.
从腓力身上的失败
，from the Philip's failures,
也帮助我们看到。当我们在读经、祷告、见证的上面失败的时候，神也一样能带领我们出来。
We are able to see that as we fail in our prayers, in our studying God's words, in bearing witnesses, but God still can lead us through.
我们再说，圣经中提到腓力说话做事的地方只有四处。
We mentioned once again that in the Bible only four times.
有三处都是提到这方面。
And recorded Philip's deeds and words.And three places out of four concern these.
下面我们来看一处。
Next, we will see another passage.
是在约翰福音十四章。
That's in Book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
从第七节到第十五节。
From verse 7 to 15.
我快速地读给大家听。
I'll read it quickly for you.
约翰福音第十四章第七节。
Verse 7, the Gospel according to John.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里边，父在我里边，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里边的父做他自己的事。你们当信我，我在父里边，父在我里边，既或不信，也当信我所做的事，也当因我所做的事信我。我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
John 14:7 If you had known me, you would have known my father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us.Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me.Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands.
从这段圣经里头
，From this passage，
我们看第八节
，As we read in verse 8，
腓力对主耶稣说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
Philip said to the Lord, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us."
这是腓力向神的祷告。
This is Philip's prayer to God.
神对这个祷告满意吗
？Is God satisfied with his prayer?
满意吗
？Is God satisfied?
有摇头的。
Some of you shook your heads.
的确是。
Indeed.
因为第九节主耶稣怎么回答
？God is not satisfied as in verse 9 Jesus answered.
腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗
？Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip?
你怎么说呀？将父显给我们看呢
？How could you say that? Show me the Father.
这个祷告有错误。
His prayer is wrong in certain aspects.
神 没有回答的
so God,
没有答应他的祷告
so God did not answer his prayer
没有把父显给他看
God did not show the father himself to Philip
我们今天不是要来讲这个把父显给我们看的这个真理
Today we're not sharing on the truth of showing the Father to us
如果以后神许可我们在其他的机会再来跟大家讲
Lord willing we will share on this in other occasions
但是我们要来看这个祷告有问题
But we will see there are errors in this prayer
那么祷告的时候感谢神神在这里的在祷告中向他启示他的祷告有问题
However, we thank God that God did reveal to Philip that his prayer is problematic.
多少的时候
So often,
我们在神面前祷告
as we pray before God,
跟腓力出同样的问题
we're just like Philip, we ask amiss.
我们祷告了很久我们不知道
we pray so long, and we still do not know this.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们在祷告中不听神对我们的教导。
Because in our prayers, we do not listen to God's teachings.
我们觉得祷告是一条方向的，一个方向的交通。
We feel that prayer is this one-way street, one-way communion.
神回来的声音我们不听。
So we do not hear the voice from God in return.
可是我们的神。
But our God.
就像在这里一样。
Just as the passage says here.
会一直的教导。
He will continue to instruct us.
问题是我们听不听他的教导。
The problem is, the question is that do we hear his instructions?
我们多少的时候错错错。
So many times we err, continue to err.
错了很久。
For so long.
还责怪神不听我们的祷告。
And we would say to God that you're not listening to my prayer.
可是神一直在跟我们讲。
But God continues to tell us.
你怎么能这样祷告呢?
How can you pray like this?
我们却听不到神这样的教导。
However, we do not hear this God's instruction.
腓力到这个时候,在14章的时候,
At this moment, in John 14,
已经跟主同在三年多的时间。
Philip had been with the Lord for more than 3 years.
所以主耶稣对他说,
So the Lord Jesus said to him,
腓力，我与你们同在这么久。
Philip, I've been with you so long.
可是你还不认识我。
But yet, you still haven't known me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
多少的时候。
So often.
我们只以神的同在为满足。
We are satisfied with God's presence already.
弟兄姊妹们一起祷告的时候。
As we prayed together with brothers and sisters.
我们真是经历到主的同在。
We truly experience God's, the Lord's presence.
可是我们有没有问自己一个问题?
But have we ever asked ourselves one question?
我们经历到主的同在,但是我们认识这位与我们同在的主吗?
We have experienced God's experience, but do we really know this God who is present with us?
多少的时候?
So many times.
我们只以神的同在为满足。
We are satisfied with the mere presence of God.
但是我们却不愿意去认识这位与我们同在的主。
But we're not willing to know this Lord who is with us.
主耶稣在这里就提醒腓力。
And Lord Jesus here reminded Philip.
愿主这样的话也能提醒到你和我。
May the Lord's reminder will also remind you and me.
主若与我们同在。
If the Lord is with us.
我们就要认识他。
Then we need to know him.
更多的认识他。
To know him even more.
这是神的心意。
And this is God's mind.
第二个错误。
Now the second error.
腓力祷告的第二个错误。
Philip's prayer is.
他说我们就知足了。
That it is sufficient for us.
祷告的目的是我们的知足。
Now, so the purpose of his prayer is our satisfaction.
多少的时候。
So many times.
我们在神面前的祷告。
Our prayer before God
就是要为了自己的知足
is simply for our own satisfaction.
我们在我们的祷告中
and in our prayers,
我们要祈求
we want to pray.
我们要祈求的事情很容易讲出来
We want to pray every aspect of our needs, and they can so easily, readily spelled out.
因为求来的东西是为了我们的满足。
Because all of these things we prayed about are for our satisfaction.
我们有没有想到神的满足？
Have you ever thought of God's satisfaction?
神的满足。
God's satisfaction.
多少的时候？
So many times.
我们要祈求，没有问题，一大堆单子可以列出来。
As we pray.As we simply has a wish list with all the requests.
当我们要赞美他的时候，
When we want to praise him.
要让神满足的时候，
We want to make him satisfied.
我们都觉得自己缺少这些赞美的字。
And then we feel we lack so many of the praising words.
好像要回到字典里头去找那些赞美的字。
And so we have to go back to the dictionary to find the proper word of praise.
擘饼聚会的时候，
At breaking bread.
是神得荣耀，神得赞美的时候。
This is the time when God is glorified. This is the time when God is satisfied.
多少的时候？
But how often?
我们心里发不出那赞美来。
We cannot utter the word of praise from us.
为什么？
Why?
就是这里的错误。
This is the same error that Philip experienced.
我们祷告的目的。
Because the purpose of our prayer.
是为了我们自己的知足。
Is for our own satisfaction.
把神的满足。
And we put aside God's satisfaction.
放在一边。
We simply put it on the sideline.
到第十三节的时候。
Now when we come to verse 13.
耶稣教导我们。
Jesus taught us.
说什么呢？
What did he say?
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就。
Whatever you ask
叫父因儿子得荣耀。
That I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
我们在读这句话的时候。
As we read this verse.
我们只看见中间那一段。
We probably only see the middle part of it.
无论求什么必成就。
Whatever you ask, I will do.
不错。
Yes.
神的确是这样信实。
Indeed, God is so faithful.
但是我们还要看到两头的两段话。
But we need to see the beginning, the end to words.
奉我的名。
That is, in my name.
什么叫奉我的名？
What is in Jesus' name?
奉我的名乃是在主的里边。
In Jesus' name is in the Lord.
是在真理的里边。
In the truth.
没有偏差。
And there is no aberration from that.
主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Because the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
如果奉主的名。
If you pray in the name.
就是在那生命里头。
Then you're in the life.
在那真理里头。
In the truth.
在那条道路上。
And also in the way.
向神的祷告。
This should be the prayer being presented to God.
多少的时候。
And how often?
我们是假借耶稣基督的名。
We simply use Jesus' name falsely.
借着用用。
We simply borrow the name for a time, for the time being.
不是在主的里边。
And we are not in the Lord.
所以我们出这种偏差。
That's why there are problems with our prayers.
那后半节讲到因叫父因儿子得荣耀。
Now the latter part of the verse says that so the Father will be glorified in the Son.
这是祷告的目的。
And this is the purpose of our prayers.
是神得荣耀。
Is that God would be glorified.
不是我们知足。
It's not we should be satisfied.
当神得荣耀的时候。
When God is glorified.
神的祝福就会倾倒在他的儿女身上。
God's blessings will be poured upon his children.
这是我们所仰望的。
And this is what we're looking for.
是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
当祷告的结果是什么呢？
Then what is the end of our prayers?
就是第十五节。
And it's spelled out in verse 15.
就必遵守我的命令。
That we will keep God's commandments.
遵守的命令。
Keep his commandments.
这个是神的道路。
And this is the way of God.
是十字架的道路。
The way of the cross.
多少的时候。
And so many times.
遵守神的命令是多么的难啊。
It seems following doing God's will is so hard.
但是神要我们祷告的结果就是遵守他的命令。
But God will enable us to come to the end of the prayer that we will keep his commandments.
我们多少的时候在祷告中犯腓立同样的错误。
Many times we simply made the same mistake as Philip did.
第一真理不清楚。
First, we're not clear on truth.
第二目标错误。
Second, we have a wrong purpose.
真理不清楚我们不在主的里边。
If we're not clear on truth, then we are not praying.
没有奉他的名。
His name, in his name to pray.
只是借他的名字。
We're simply borrowing his name.
我们祷告的目的是为了自己知足。
And the purpose of our prayer is to satisfy ourselves.
我们在祷告的生活里头常常会遇到各种各样的这样的经历。
And in our prayer life, we have encountered so many life experiences.
从前啊，有一个姊妹。
Now there was this sister.
她非常喜欢祷告。
She just loved to pray.
她呢也非常喜欢吃。
She also loved to eat.
她呢看见好吃的就抑制不住。
Whenever she saw good things, she just couldn't help but wanting to eat them.
吃多了呢就会怎么样？
But after she ate too much.
所以外边的形象就不太好。
Her outward image wouldn't be that pleasant.
所以呢，她为这件事在神面前迫切祷告。
So she prayed earnestly for this matter before God and continued to pray.
她祷告以后呢，看到吃的。
After she prayed, and then when she saw the food,
她就说：“哎呀，我真是爱这些食物。”
She was, "Oh, I love this food so much."
吃完之后
，But after she ate,
站到秤上
，She stood on the scale.
一看。体重增加
，and she saw that the scale went up.
她说我真恨自己
，and she said, "Oh, I hated myself."
一边说我爱这些食物
，so on the one hand, she said, "Oh, I love this food."
然后又说我恨自己
，and on the other hand, she said, "I hated myself."
她就迫切祷告
，so she prayed earnestly.
然后祷告很久没有效果
，and after a long time, you know, nothing happened.
体重越来越大
，her weight simply continued to go up.
结果不知道她从哪里来了一种想法
，and We don't know where she got this thought.
她说我真是被鬼附了。
She said, "Oh, I must be demon possessed."
因为我祷告没有效果。
Because there was no result of my prayer.
所以她就请弟兄姊妹们为她赶鬼。
So she asked her brothers and sisters to cast out the demon.
可有一位很有智慧的弟兄。
But there is this one brother who was full of wisdom.
想起主的一句话来。
He remembered one of the Lord's sayings.
那就是主在安慰他们的教导他们门徒在赶鬼失败的时候说的那句话。
That's what the Lord said after the Lord's disciples failed in driving out demons.
这是主耶稣亲自说的。
And this is something the Lord Jesus himself said.
他说这类的鬼。
This kind of demon.
若不进食。
If not.
总不能出来。
Cannot be cast out unless you fast and pray.
这是什么
？What is this?
祷告真理的错误。
This is the error in the truth when you pray.
因为没有在主的里边。
Because you're not praying in the Lord.
不符合真理。
And what you say is not compatible with the truth.
还随便怪是撒旦做的。
And you blame whatever the failure is on Satan.
实际上是自己的肉体。
But actually, it is your very own flesh at work.
不能顺服神的带领。
You did not submit yourself to the leading of the Lord.
在我们自己的身上。
Among us.
多少的时候有这样的经历。
How often don't we have the similar experiences?
求神怜悯我们。
So may God be merciful to us.
让我们听他的声音。
So that we could hear his voice.
在祷告中听他的声音。
In our prayers, we could hear his voice.
回到真理的里面。
We can come back to the truth.
真正奉他的名。
We will pray in his name.
神的荣耀就能彰显。
Then God's glory will be magnified.
我们的主在地上。
And as our Lord in the world,
做了祷告最好的榜样。
He was the best example we have for prayers.
圣经里面多少次记载到他在那里祷告。
In the Bible, there's so many times that it records how our Lord prayed.
他知道这个祷告是为了神的荣耀。
Because our Lord knew that his prayer is for God's glory.
大家记得主在客西马尼园的祷告。
Everybody, do you remember that the Lord's prayer at the Garden of Gethsemane?
当他要上十字架之前
，Right before he was crucified，
他跟父神讲
，He said to God the Father，
父啊
，Father，
若是可以行
，If it's possible，
请你把这杯拿去
，Remove this cup from me。
但是
，But，
不是按照我的意思，乃是你的意思。
Not as I will， but as you will。
这是一个在神面前最深的祷告。
This is the deepest prayer a person can ever have before God。
这个祷告是在道路上的祷告。
This prayer is praying in the way.
这个祷告是在十字架道路上的祷告。
This prayer is a prayer in the way of the cross.
这个祷告是完全顺服的祷告。
This prayer is a complete submission prayer.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
让我们能够有这样的祷告。
So that we could have similar prayers.
下一个我们来看在读经和信心上面。
Next we'll consider In our studying Bible and also in our faith.
这一段记载在约翰福音第六章。
This is recorded in John 6.
我读给大家听。
I will read them to you.
是五饼二鱼那段事。
This is regards the count of the five fish and two five fish and two loaves.
但是我们今天不是要交通五饼二鱼。
But today we're not considering five loaves and two fish.
我们今天是要交通读经
，Today we're sharing the faith in studying Bible, the Bible.
约翰福音第六章第一节到第七节。
John 6 verses 1 through 7.
这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
After 他就说这话，
他说这话是要试验腓力，他知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
John 6 verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
从第五节里头我们看到
In verse 5, as we read,
主耶稣问腓力一句话
The Lord asked Philip once,
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
腓力怎么回答的？
How did Philip reply?
第七节
In verse 7,
就是20两银子的饼，叫个人吃一点也是不够的。
200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may eat a little.
主耶稣问从哪里？
The Lord Jesus asked where.
他回答的是要花多少钱？
And Philip answered how much money they would spend.
所答非所问。
So he was answering to the, not to the very question he was being asked.
他把神的话听错了。
So he heard God's word wrong.
腓力从一开始知道他是一个认识真理的。
Now, Philip, we know that from the very beginning, he was the one who knew the truth.
熟读圣经的。
He was well-versed in the Bible.
但是在这里他把神的话听错了。
But here, he heard God's word wrong.
今天我们。
Today,
我们作为神的儿女也常常读神的话。
We as children of God, we often read God's word.
也常常把神的话听错。
And, however, and also we often heard wrongly of what he said.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
读经并不等于就是听话。
Now studying the Bible is not equal to hearing the voice of God.
读经的目的是为了听话。
Now the purpose of studying the Bible is to hear God's word.
可是我们常常犯这个错误。
But we often make this kind of mistake.
以为读经了就代替我们听话了。
We believe that as long as we read the Bible, then we hear God's word.
在福音书里。
In the Gospels.
那些犹太人、法利赛人和律法师们。
All the Jews, the Pharisees, all the scribes.
他们熟读圣经。
They're so well versed in God's word.
但是他们却把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
But it is they who crucified the Lord Jesus.
杀了耶稣。
They killed Jesus.
读经并不能代替听话。
So studying the Bible cannot substitute for hearing God's word.
所以我们要学习这方面的教训。
So we need to learn to get to know God's instruction in this respect.
我们还有一个听话的方式。
And another way of our listening to God's word.
就是听道。
Is to hear the sermons.
听道不是来听弟兄姊妹讲什么。
Now we hear the sermons. It's not to hear what the brother would be saying to you.
听道乃是要听神的话。
Hearing the sermon is to hear God's word.
要听神的声音。
To hear the voice of God.
不错传讲话语，释放话语的是在传讲神的话。
Yes, preachers who share God's word are releasing God's word to us.
但是这不能代替听的人要听神的话。
But this can never substitute for the fact that those who hear God's word have to hear God's word themselves.
最近在费城交响乐团发生一件事。
Recently, something happened to the Philadelphia Harmonic.
今年是一个伟大的作曲家莫扎特诞生250周年的纪念。
This year, the 250th anniversary for the great composer Mozart's birth.
世界各地有很多莫扎特作品的演奏会。
So all over the world, there are so many places that they simply play the works of Mozart.
在费城有两位世界上当代最有名的提琴表演家。
And in Philadelphia, they have these two most famous violin players in the whole world.
演奏莫扎特的作品。
And they play the works of Mozart.
表演会结束之后。
Now after the concert was finished.
他特别是为着音乐教育家表演的。
And this concert was especially held for those music educators.
他表演结束之后，他跟这些教育家座谈。
So after the concert that these violinists had a talk conference with all these educators.
这些教育家就跟这两位伟大的表演家，提琴表演家说，说今天像你们这样杰出的表演家太少了。
So this educator said to these two concert players, says, oh, there are so few people like you, great, being great violinists in the world. So this classic music is not as popular anymore.
而现在那些所谓的流行音乐是却占了上风。
And all other pop music simply takes precedence of everything.
他说实在是我们需要教育出更多的像你这样好的表演家来。
So these educators say, oh, we really need to educate more people who will become performers like you.
其中一位非常有名的提琴表演家，他叫 Zucman.
And Zucman, one of those famous violinist performers.
他说什么？
He said, what did he say?
他说今天需要的是培养听众。
Today what need is to cultivate the audience.
这些听众需要能够听明白作曲家的思想是什么。
This audience needs to be able to hear what the composer's minds, hearts are.
的确，像我们这样的表演家。
Yes, performers like we.
我们是要把作曲家的思想表达出来。
Are simply trying to express the thoughts of the composer.
听众透过我们的表演。
And audience through our performance.
要看到作曲家的思想。
We'll be able to read the mind of the composers.
不是在这里欣赏作曲表演家。
We are not performers for the sake of performing.
这句话对我们有什么帮助呢？
Does his statement have any help to us?
我们今天在这里听到。
Here, as we are listening to the sermons.
不是听我们这些传讲的人能讲出多精彩的道理。
We're not listening to all the elevating sermons that the preacher might present.
乃是通过这些道。
But it is through these messages.
让我们看见那位坐在宝座上的神。
We're able to see the very one who sits on the throne.
让我们听到他的声音。
So we could hear his voice.
这并不是说我们传讲神话语的就不要负责任。
It's not saying that those of us who are preaching God's words have no responsibility whatsoever.
但是传讲话语的不能代替你自己听神的心意。
But the message you hear can never replace the very fact you need to hear the mind, the voice of God.
求神怜悯我们。
May God be merciful to us.
让我们真是能够听他的声音。
So that we could truly hear the voice of God.
听到他的话。
Hear his word.
下一个是谈到信心。
Next, we will consider faith.
第六节告诉我们耶稣说这话是要试验腓力。
Verse 6 tells us that Jesus said all these in order to test Philip.
试验他什么?
What is it the Lord wanted to test Philip about?
试验腓力的信心。
To test Philip's faith.
因为在彼得前书里头有告诉我们，我们的信心是要被试炼。
Because in 1 Peter, as we read that, our faith needs to be tested.
当我们的信心被试炼之后，就会比那经过火还会朽坏的金子更宝贝。
The genuineness of our faith will be much more precious than the gold that perishes after it's being tested.
不仅仅宝贝。
Not only being more precious.
当我们的主基督在显现的时候。
but also at the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就能得到荣耀和尊贵。
Our face will be found to honor, glory, and a praise.
这是我们的信心受试炼的重要。
Now, this is the importance of our faith that has to be tested.
腓力在这里受试验。
And here, Philip was tested by God.
大家都知道他失败了。
And we all know he failed on this.
如果主要试验你我的信心，怎么办？
What would the Lord do when he wants to test you, yours, and my faith?
你怎么办？
And what do you do?
好像都有点惆怅，都有点困难。
And we would feel very hesitate, and we feel it's so difficult.
年轻人可能容易回答。
And young people might have a very easy answer to this.
想起来主耶稣在约翰福音第六章之前发生的事。
They remember what had happened before John 6.
第二章发生什么事？
What had happened in John 2?
变水为酒。
Jesus turned water into wine.
所以年轻人可能就会说。
So our young man might say,
主啊，你能变水为酒。
Lord, you can turn the water into wine.
现在在山上。
And now on the mountain,
满地是石头。
It's a stone all over the place.
你吩咐一声，这些石头都变成饼。
Just at your command, all the stone will be turned into bread.
可是你我有这信心吗？
But do you and I have such faith?
没有。
No, we don't.
因为我们对神认识不够。
Because we do not know our God enough.
主耶稣在变水为酒的时候，腓力在哪里？
Where was Philip when the Lord Jesus turned water into wine? He himself saw the miracle.
亲自经历的。
He himself experienced the sign.
可是信心到哪里去了？
But where was his faith at this point?
有的时候我们常常自我找借口。
Sometimes we often made excuses for
God. 我信心不够，因为我没看见这些事。
We say, oh, we do not have enough faith because we have never seen such signs.
难道你看见经历了你就有吗？
If you have seen, have experienced the signs, will you have such faith?
多少的时候？
So many times.
因为我们对神不认识。
Because we do not know God.
所以我们没有这个信心。
So we do not have likewise faith.
圣经里头有多少的例子？
And in the Bible, there's plenty of examples.
我们因为对神的不认识，我们的信心活不出来。
Because we do not know our God, so we cannot live out our faith.
还记得撒来吗？就是撒拉改名之前。
Now, do you recall Sarai? That's Sarah before she was given the name Sarah.
希伯来书里的提到她是信心的伟人。
Now, in the book of Hebrew, it mentions her as one of the giants of faith.
因为她的信心被神所试炼。
Because her faith was tested by God.
炼成金晶。
And was being tested into gold, pure gold.
神怎么样试验她的呢？
How did God test her?
神应许她会生一个儿子。
God promised her that she would bear a son.
她看看自己老迈。
As she looked at herself, she was old.
已经绝育了。
And she could not bear children anymore.
看看她丈夫。
And look at her husband.
也老了。
He was old too.
也没有生育能力了。
He was not able to bear children either.
可是神说过话，要从她身上生出一个儿子。
But God has said from her she would bear a son.
她遵守神的话。
So she kept God's word.
她怎么办呢？
Then what did she do?
她把自己的侍女夏甲。
She simply gave her maid Hagar.
带到她丈夫的面前。
She brought her before her husband.
让她丈夫从她的侍女身上生一个孩子。
And hopefully that her husband would have a son from her maid Hagar.
我不知道亚伯拉罕多了一个妾是怎么样想的。
I don't know what Abraham thought when he had one more concubine.
但是撒来的心里头可是不会那么痛快。
But in Sarah's heart, for sure, she wasn't that happy.
谁能愿意把自己的丈夫跟其他女人分享呢？
Who would ever want to share her own husband with another woman?
特别是当夏甲怀孕之后，她怎么样对撒来的？
And especially after Hagar was conceived, how did she treat Sarah?
圣经告诉我们，她就小看她的祖母。
And the Bible tells us that Hagar despised her mistress.
但是撒来一样在神的面前，似乎在神的面前学习。
But Sarah continued to learn before God.
或许她还在神面前祷告。
Maybe she even prayed before God.
也许她是这么祷告。
Maybe she prayed like this.
神啊，你的话一定要成就。
God, your word must be brought to pass.
一定要从我们家生出一个儿子。
You must bear us, give us a son.
你的话一定会成就。
Your word will be brought to pass.
为了持守你的话。
In order to keep your word.
我要走着十字架的道路。
I have to walk in this way of the cross.
把自己的丈夫跟别人分享。
So I have to share my husband with another woman.
还要受夏甲的小看。
And I will be despised by Hagar.
看，又听神的话。
And she listened, continued to obey God's word.
还走十字架的道路。
She said, I will continue to walk in this way of the cross.
多好啊。
Isn't that wonderful?
你我都够不上。
You and I cannot possibly measure up.
可是大家都知道。
But we all know this.
夏甲把神的话听错了。撒拉把神的话听错了。
Sarah heard God's word wrong.
到后来。我们就知道
And in the end, we know this.
她的信心不是建立在神的身上。
Her faith was not based upon God Himself.
她的信心是建立在自己自信的上。
Now, instead, her faith was based upon her own reliance.
她用人的方法。
By man's ways.
用肉体的方法。
By the methods of flesh.
试图来帮助神成就她的工作。
She tried to help God to accomplish God's work.
即使是她愿意背十字架。
Even though she was willing to take up her cross.
但是那是他自己制造的十字架。
But this is a cross made by herself.
那个不是能够建造他的十字架。
This is not a cross that would build her up.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在希伯来书里头最后讲到他夏甲乃是信那位能成就万事的神。
We thank God that Sarah was the woman who would believe in God who would accomplish all things.
当这个试炼经过的时候。
After she passed her trials.
她从自信中出来。
She came out of her self-reliance.
把信心定在神的身上。
And she simply focused her faith on God.
信心是我们基督徒一生中非常重要的。
Now, faith is so crucial to all our Christians, all our lives.
信心是打开神宝库的钥匙。
And faith is the very key to open the treasures of God.
神是丰富的。
Because God is so abundant.
但是如果没有那个钥匙。
But without this key.
就像你在银行里头有几百万的存款。
It's just like you have millions of dollars in the bank.
可是你没有那个密码。
But if you do not have the code.
你也没有那个账号。
You do not have an account.
你不能支取那个丰富。
You cannot withdraw the money.
那个钱在那里。
Yes, their money is there.
跟你没有关系。
Has nothing to do with you.
因为你不能支付。
Simply because you cannot withdraw it.
只有当我们有信心的时候。
Only when we have faith.
那个丰富才能够到我们这里。
We can draw on God's fullness.
信心也离不开顺服。
And also faith can never be separated from
信心是出自神的。
Faith comes from God.
在希伯来书十二章里头告诉我们
In Hebrews 12,
为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
在以弗所书里头讲到信心是出自神不是出自人的。
In the book of Ephesians, we read that faith is from God, not from man.
那是神给我们的。
Given to us by God.
顺服是我们自己的。
Submission is what we need to do.
是我们魂里头的。
It's out of our soul.
是意志里头的一个决定。
Out of our will.
当我们在意志里头能够顺服的时候。
If in our volition we want to submit ourselves.
就像把神的宝库的门打开了。
It's just like you open the door to all God's treasure.
所以神的祝福、神的丰满才能够毫无拦阻地流畅出来。
And God's blessings, God's fullness will be poured out without any hindrance.
我知道我们的主。
I know our Lord.
在地上。
As he was in his flesh,
做了听话和信心最好的榜样。
Became the very best example of the one who heard God's voice.
他讲神不说我就不做，神说什么我就做什么。
He said, "If God did not say anything, I would not say. Whatever God said, I will say and I would say and I would do."
他听神的话。
He heard God's word.
他在信心里他的表现是表现他的顺服。
And in all the manifestation of his faith, he carried it out.
他顺服到底。
And he was obedient to the very end.
在腓立比书里，他告诉我们，他是存心顺服。
In the epistle of Philippians, the Bible tells us he became obedient until death.
这是最深的顺服。
This is the deepest obedience.
我们的主在祷告。听话和信心的顺服上为我们做了最好的榜样。
So our Lord has become the best example for us in reference to our hearing God's word, prayer, and also in our submission.
这个生命在我们的里面。
However, this life is now in us.
我们没有理由去回避祷告、听话和信心神在我们身上的带领。
Then we simply have no excuse to avoid exercising ourselves in praying.
腓力有失败。
Listening to God's words and in exercising our faith, yes, Philip failed.
神最后把腓力带到什么样的地步呢？
But we see to what end that God had led him to.
在使徒行传第一章和第二章里有提到。
Then in Acts chapter 1 and 2, the Bible says,
因为时间关系我不读给大家听。
Being pressured by time, so I will not read them to you.
神在升天的时候，主耶稣复活在要升天的时候，
After the Lord was resurrected, before he was ascending on high,
他的门徒都在他面前。
His disciples were all before him.
腓力在哪里？
Philip was one of those.
主耶稣对门徒们说什么？
What did Jesus say to the disciples?
你们要留在耶路撒冷。
You will stay in Jerusalem.
等候父所应许的圣灵。
Wait for the promise that God has promised.
主耶稣还对他们讲什么？
Wait for the Holy Spirit that God has promised you. And what did Jesus say to them?
你们得到圣灵，当圣灵降在你们身上，你们要得到能力。
When the Holy Spirit had come upon you, you will receive power.
从耶路撒冷和犹太全地和撒玛利亚。直到地极做我的见证。
Then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, all the way till the end of the earth.
主升天的时候是在耶路撒冷城外。
Now the Lord was ascended.
加略山上。
Outside of Jerusalem, at Galilee.
腓力在其中。
And Philip was one of those.
他们听了神的话。
After they heard God's word.
他们听了神的话。
They heard God's word.
就回到了耶路撒冷。
And they came back to Jerusalem.
他们回到耶路撒冷做什么？在那个小楼的上面。
And what did they do in Jerusalem in that small chamber upstairs?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
同心合一，恒切祷告。
They were praying continuously in one accord.
他们听了神的话。
They heard God's voice.
他们祷告。
They prayed.
然后呢？
And then.
等到腓力圣灵降下来之后。五旬节圣灵降下来之后
And at Pentecost, after the Holy Spirit had come upon them,
腓力要把这福音传到地极。
Philip would spread this gospel all the way to the end of the earth.
从前他信心不够。
Before he had little faith.
今天他信心里头有一个见证。
Today in his faith he had this testimony.
在当时那个时代的人对地极的概念就是罗马。
Well, in those days, those people's idea of the end of earth is Rome.
腓力去到一个地方，像跟罗马一样的远。
So Philip went to a place as far as Rome.
他去了罗马尼亚省内的一个地方叫希拉里。
He went to Romania in a city called Hilary.
他在那地方忠心传道至死。
He shared the gospel there faithfully till he died.
不仅仅让神得荣耀。
Not only was God glorified.
他也被神接到荣耀的里。
But also he himself was received up into glory by God.
一个在神的带领下。
Now he being led by God.
在祷告、听话和信心的见证上被带领。
He who is being led by God in prayer, in studying God's words, and in witnessing.
就能让神得荣耀。
Will glorify God.
也能被神接到荣耀的。
And also will be received up into the glory by God.
神同样的工作。
The same work that God has performed
也要做在你我的身上
will be performed in you and me.
我们常常渴望神的祝福和恩典。
We long for so much of God's blessings and God's
我们感谢神
grace, but we thank God.
神实在是乐意向我们施恩的神。
And God is so willing to show us His grace.
神他施恩的宝座就设立在我们的中间。
Because His throne of grace is set in our midst.
我们想到神施恩的宝座。
And whenever we think of His throne of grace.
我们知道我们就可以随时来到他的面前。
Then we know we can come to Him at any time.
能够蒙连续得恩典成为随时的帮助。
Now that we know we can receive mercy, we can find grace in time of need.
我们知道想到神的施恩宝座的时候
As we think of God's throne of grace
我们就想到了会幕
We also think of the tabernacle
在最里边
In the very inner part
在至圣所里头
in the most holy place,
在约柜的上面
upon the Ark of Covenant,
是神施恩的宝座
that's the mercy seat.
我们怎么才能到神的施恩宝座呢
How can we enter all the way through into the mercy seat?
我们知道自从主耶稣他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的道路
We know that the Lord had dedicated a new and living way for us
幔子从上到下已经裂为两半
So the rent was torn from top to down
我们可以坦然无惧地进到他的面前去
We can simply come boldly without any fear before him
但是我们看会幕的时候
But as we look at the tabernacle
就很清楚神要给我们走的这条路
It clearly shows the way to enter to this mercy seat
至圣所的外边是圣所。
Now we have holy place outside of this most holy place.
圣所的外边是外院。
And beyond that is the court.
我们必须要经过外院，再经过圣所，才能到至圣所施恩宝座面前。
So we have to go through the court, then the holy place, and the most holy place.
外院里有两样东西。
And in the court there are two things.
一个是洗足盆。
One is the basin.
一个是祭坛。
What the other is the altar.
我们必须要经过这些。
We have to go through these two articles.
当我们进到外院的时候
When we come to the court.
在洗足盆那里
In the wash basin.
就像耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
It's just like the Lord Jesus' precious blood
洗净了我们的污秽
all our filthiness.
让我们可以称义。
So that we could be justified.
让我们达到一个称义的地步。
So we come to the place of being justified.
多少的儿我们中间的神的儿女
So many of God's children among us
都经历到主耶稣宝血的洁净
have experienced the cleansing of the Lord's precious blood
经历了洗足盆
have experienced being washed in this basin
可是我们有没有看到还有一个祭坛
But have we seen there's another altar there?
祭坛乃是要把我们奉献给主
Altar is a place where you consecrate yourself
是从我们刚刚得救就要开始的
This should be done right at the moment
所以罗马书十二章保罗告诉我们我们要把身体献上当作活祭
So in Romans 12 we read that we should present our body as a holy sacrifice
多少的时候
So many times
我们只渴慕神对我们的拯救
We simply long for the salvation of God
我们不能把自己放在祭坛上奉献给神
But we cannot place ourselves on the altar to be dedicated to God
所以我们就停在了外院
So we're simply lingering at the court
被外院的热闹所吸引
And we're so drawn by all the excitement in the court
不能够经过圣所
We cannot go through the holy place
到至圣所神的施恩宝座面前
To into the mercy seat in the most holy place
圣所里有什么
What do we have in the holy place
有三样东西
There are three articles
有金香坛
We have golden censer.
有陈设饼。
We have the showbread.
有金灯台。
We also have the lampstand.
我们弟兄们前一段在讲台上讲过圣所会幕。
Now our brother shared with you on the tabernacle some time ago.
我们知道。
And we know.
金香坛是我们的祷告。
This golden censer is our prayer.
陈设饼是神自己生命的供应，是他就像。他的话语一样。
Now this showbread is the provision of God through His word.
那金灯台呢
？What about this golden lampstand?
我们在光中行走。
That is, we have to walk in the light.
就见证我们的神。
To testify our God.
这个见证是信心里头出来的见证。
This witnessing is a testimony out of your faith.
所以我们要想到至圣所施恩宝座前。
So for us to come to the mercy seat in a most holy place.
离不开祷告。
We can never be far away from praying.
离不开神生命话语的供应。
We can never separate us from the provision of the living word of God.
离不开光中信心所出来的见证。
We cannot separate us from the testimony in the light by faith.
只有经过了这些。
Only through these.
才能经过我们的主。
Then we can go through the body of our Lord.
来到施恩宝座。
And we come before the mercy seat.
最后我们来回过头来看信心
Now lastly let's come back to consider faith
这实在是我心里头对大家的负担
And this is truly is my burden today for all of you
这是在我们一开始唱诗歌之后读的希伯来书和启示录
And this is recorded in the passages in the Revelation in the Hebrews after we sang the hymn
希伯来书十一章里，它罗列了圣经历史上所有的信心伟人。
Now the book of Hebrew listed all the giants of faith in the Bible.
我们知道信心之父是谁。
We all know who's the father of our faith.
信心之父是谁
？Who is he?
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
在谈提到亚伯拉罕之前，出现了亚伯、以诺和挪亚。
But before Abraham was mentioned, you have Abel, you have Noah, and you have.
我们不提后边的人物。
And we will not. We'll skip all other people.
我们知道
after Abraham,
亚伯拉罕在信心的道路上有很多的软弱。
You also have Noah. We know that Abraham has so many weaknesses in his faith.
这些软弱是亚伯、挪亚和以诺所没有的。
And all these faces in his faith are not shared by.
可是亚伯拉罕却被称为信心之父。
However, Abraham was called the father of faith.
他的信心不仅仅是他把以撒献上。
His faith is not only that he offered his son to God.
他的信心不仅仅是相信这位神是能使死人复活的神。
His faith is not simply believing in this God who will raise the dead from.
他的信心不仅仅是自己
people from the dead
年老还能够生子。
His faith is not simply believing that even though he's old, he still can.
他的信心不仅仅是相信神是能使无变有的神。
His faith is not simply believing in a God who can.
他的信心是在希伯来书十一章第十节。
His faith is spelled out in Hebrew 11.
因为他等候那座有根基的城。
Because he is waiting for the city that has foundations.
就是神所营造、所建造的神。
Whose architect and builder is God.
他看到的是神所经营、所营造的那座城。
He actually saw the God that, whose architect and maker is God.
那座城是什么
？And who's that city? What is that city?
就是羔羊的妻。
And that's the wife of the Lamb.
就是新耶路撒冷。
That's the New Jerusalem.
在启示录里，刚才我们读到了。
And this is exactly what we read in the Book of Revelation.
新耶路撒冷，一切都是金金。
In New Jerusalem, everything is gold and of jasper.
像水晶一样。
Clear as crystal.
实在是美。
Truly beautiful.
在城墙上有十二个根基。
And there are 12 foundations.
那根基是谁
？Of the city, the wall of the city. What are the foundations?
根基是这些使徒。
Now these foundations are these apostles.
就是彼得。
Peter.
安德烈。
Andrew.
腓力。
Philip.
剩下的名字不再提。
And we'll skip all the names.
但是大家有没有注意到
？All the names, but have you noticed this?
他们都各自有各自的颜色。
Each single one has his own color.
这些颜色在那里都在彰显耶稣基督的荣美。
All these colors are expressing the beauty of our Lord Jesus.
这些宝石根基在那里是那么的和谐。
All these stones of the foundations are so harmonious.
红的没有说绿的不好看。
The red color will never say, oh, green color is.
因为绿的也是在彰显基督的荣美。
Because the green color is also manifesting.
绿的没有说蓝的不好看。
God's glory, and the green will not say the blue is ugly.
因为蓝的也在那里彰显基督的荣美。
Because the blue color is also expressing the Jesus beauty.
这就像哥林多前书十二章所教导。
And this is just like what is being taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
眼睛没有嫌弃手
，The eye cannot without the hand.
头没有嫌弃脚
，The head would not despise the feet.
神将来建造的目标
，Now the very goal of God's construction
乃是要把我们建成新耶路撒冷
，Is to build us all up into New Jerusalem.
我们也要变成那些宝石
，We will be just like those precious stones.
可是我们看看自己。
But as we look at ourselves,
我们是属土的，出自泥土的。
We're so earthen. We're simply from the clay.
那新耶路撒冷是宝石。
But the New Jerusalem is a precious stone.
我们这些泥土是属地的。
We are earthly. We belong to the earth.
那宝石是属天的。
But the precious stone is heavenly.
属土的怎么才能成为宝石
？How can an earthen become? Heavenly.
属地的怎么能变成属天呢
？How can an earthen person become heavenly person?
我们知道土怎么样变成宝石。
Do you know how the clay can be turned into a precious stone?
宝石怎么出来的
？How does a precious stone come out?
这些姐妹们手上都戴了不少啊。
Sisters, you probably wear these precious stones on your fingers and around your necks.
这些宝石是怎么出来的
？Do you know how these precious stones come out?
就是这些土，学化学的知道。
Those of you who are students of chemistry know this.
土和宝石成分是一样的。
this clay and the precious stone, they have the same element. They are all carbon.
当这些土
when this clay
经过火山
through the volcano,
它的高温和高压
through the volcano's high pressure and high temperature,
就变成了宝石
is being turned into this precious stone.
火山
the volcano,
高温
The high temperature,
高压
high pressure,
是什么
What are they?
就是十字架的道路
These are the way of the cross.
今天我们这些蒙神救恩的儿女
Today all of us who are being saved by his grace,
没有一个人